Turn over to the book of Job, if you would. Something's been on her heart for a bit. And Lord bore it on us this evening. And I say this, I know I'm nothing fancy, and I don't try to be, don't want to try to be. I used to try to, I thought I needed to be a lot more deep and like other people, and I thought because I wasn't, you know, that I'd never be what those men are. And I appreciate the men that can go so deep in the Word of God. I appreciate them, Lord, how they help me. But I realize and know that I'm not that guy a lot of times, and the Lord uses me in the manner that He wants to use me, and I want to be used that way. Just to be simple, plain, and the Lord just laid some simple things on my heart to see them, and I just want to remind them with it. And look, how that the songs and the testimonies has just went right in line with what God has had my heart to see, and I can't even start to describe it. But in the 14th chapter of Job, just maybe going to read just a couple of verses, and that's maybe all there that the Lord would have on her heart. But the Bible said that man that is born of a woman is a few days and full of trouble. He cometh forth like a flower and is cut down. He fleeth also as a shadow and continueth not. Now I thank the Lord for His Word. Let's pray just a minute. Also want to read over here in the book of John, and I know it's familiar. We read from right in here the other day, over here in the third chapter of the book of John, when the Jesus was speaking to Nicodemus. He said, "Verily, verily, I say unto thee," in the fifth verse, third chapter of John, He said, "Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again." And I thought about there when Job said these things right here. I thought about that, how that man is born of a woman a few days and full of trouble. And I thought about our lives here in this world, just like what Matthew's done said, it's already been testified of here tonight. I thought about how that our days are numbered and our days are short. Hey, you think about a man's lifespan in this world and it's just a few days. Hey, and you think about everything a man goes through while he's living this life early and bald, and it's just full of trouble. You can't find me one thing, Darrell Woody, that can show me, hey, that man can live in this life and not have to face hardships, not have to face trouble in this world. But I promise you this, I was born one day, Darrell Woody, in this old fleshly body, hey, and it's going to be just for a few days. It's going to be full of trouble, and I promise you that. But there was a day when I was 12 years old that I was born unto everlasting life. I was born unto woman for just a few days, and them few days was to be full of trouble. Job had lived a wonderful life up to the point when trouble one day had to come by his house. I don't need to go through all the turmoil, all the hard things that Job faced just within a day of his life. And the sorrow and the agony and the weeping and the turmoil and the tribulation that he faced, he couldn't find no comfort in his friends. He couldn't find no comfort in his family. He couldn't find no comfort in his very wife. For just a few days,
full of trouble. I thought he was singing tonight.
He knows my name.
Every step I take, never move I make. Everything I go through,
if I put my trust and my confidence in this thing you see right here that was born, this old fleshly body, if I put my hope right here, it's going to be a few days. It's going to be full of trouble. And it's going to face death one day. And then there'll be an everlasting hell that I'll have to be tormented in if I were to put my trust in this. And flesh is flesh. I'm afraid today there's a whole lot putting all their trust right here. In this few days, this thing is full of trouble. I thought about it as a singer. I can't even remember which song it was there. My mind not going back to that night of Burning Rocks and Cove. Preacher, you talk about that all the time. That's where my hope is. That's where my hope, my strength's anchored was in that night. Up there in that bed, laying there dying in my flesh. I came to the place where I saw I had a few days. I saw them full of trouble. And God opened my eyes. Hey, and he said, give us the Lord again. This old earthly man Adam's going to die. There's some sitting in here tonight. I'm going to tell you this. Every one of us has been born a woman. Every one of us can say in this flesh we've got a few days. There's some just ain't realizing how full of trouble they are yet.
Some still trusting
in this old man Adam. Still thinking, I'm going to give him everything. Just a few days, Darrell. Just a few days, Tommy. I can find the eldest one of you in here, and you can tell me just how quick it's fast. It doesn't seem that long ago you were sitting on your grandma's knee. Time passes fast. Few days full of trouble. That lady used to talk about Matthew. He's waked up, planning on dying. God knows my heart. I wouldn't be cruel for that. But she left here lost. She left a few days full of trouble to an eternity full of torments in the everlasting flames of hell. Wouldn't you rather trade just a few days for an eternity? And I promise you this, you ain't trading much. It's like that song, "Look What I Traded for a Mansion." Hey, you'll be trading in this few days full of torments and full of trouble. Hey, you'll be trading in for an everlasting peace that nothing can take away.
Old Job, he might have said that man's days is few days and full of trouble. But you can read on over there. And he said over on the 19th chapter, he said, "For I know that my Redeemer liveth, and that he shall stand at the latter day upon the earth. And though after the skin worms destroy this body, yet in my flesh shall I see God."
I know and realize that I've got a few days full of trouble, but I know this much: my Redeemer liveth today. ain't been long ago. We preached on some things you can know. I'm glad I know, Michael. You're sitting here, you can't say you know. You're just denying the facts. I promise you, you know if you saved and you know if you lost. I still think about Austin, you were coming up out of this altar not just too many weeks ago. He said, I'm glad I got my eyes washed. Preach to let alone that blind man. Hey, it goes further than having the spittle blind. Hey, you've got to come down and watch your eyes. There's a lot trying to deny that they're lost and going to hell. Trying to deny that they've only got a few days and them days full of trouble. I'm glad that though the skin worms may devour this old thing, I'm glad I know my Redeemer in it. This is going back to the earth. That that's its earth is earth. It's going back, Tommy. See, this is going to go to dust one day. But there's a part of each and every one of us living in here that will survive or die for all eternity. There was one day when the Lord breathed the breath of life into man's nostrils and he became a living soul. And that soul will exist somewhere for all eternity. Thank the Lord. We all try to deny the truth, don't we? We all try to tell ourselves, I'm all right. It'll be okay. The Lord knows me. God knows I've been good. The Lord knows my heart. You can tell yourself everything you want to. But if you ain't had a second birth in your life, you will have a second death. I promise you this, you'll die for an eternity. Not in your flesh, but in your soul. Thank God, Lee Peak, for a godly superintendent that follows the Lord. The way of a fool is right in his own eyes, but he that hearkeneth unto counsel is wise. Now you read on over from where Lee read in that 28th verse, and it said, in the way of the righteousness is life, and in the pathway thereof there is no death. You follow the way of your mind. You can follow the way of the flesh. I promise you, death is coming. And an eternal everlasting hell that you will not get out of. In the way of the righteousness is life. In the pathway thereof is no death. What about that? I'm tired of funerals, Matthew. I'm tired of people that I love watching them pass on. And I'm going to a land where there'll never be another casket. I'm going to a land where there can't be no death. I will be with the life. I am the way, the truth, and the life. If you don't know me today, you've got death abiding on you. If you don't know him today, if you die, and where everyone, as Matthew said, old enough to die in here, you don't know him, you will go to hell.
Right. right here don't understand them words I just spoke yet. That little old child right there probably don't understand them words I spoke yet. Do you understand sin? Do you understand right? Do you understand wrong? Do you understand that without Jesus you're going to hell? You're accountable. You're accountable.
We try to slap certain ages on it.
There's a time that comes in every person's life when you know.
What that age is, I don't know.
I don't think there's a certain specific one that goes with it. There's some that's got saved at a very young age. Some that's got saved on up in years. But when you come to that understanding, you're accountable. And there's everything that's forgiven except for the blasphemy of the Holy Ghost of God. You are feeling that right there? You are in danger of damnation of hell. When that spirit comes by and goes to knock him, that spirit comes by and lets you know you're a lost sinner on your way to hell. And you turn that away and you say, maybe not with your audible voice, but down in your soul, I don't want it right now. You're accountable. You're old enough to die and go to hell. I was 12 years old, but I promise you this. I was accountable long before I turned away. God dealt with me for a few years before I ever came to it. But you know what? He dealt with me until my time comes where I had one choice and one choice only. And that night in my bed I knew if I chose the Lord I'd live. And I knew if I chose this old flesh I would die. He's long and suffering. I told you I'm simple. And the Lord ain't complicated.
Are we? You must be born again. The wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, and canst not tell whence it cometh, or whither it goeth. So is every one that is born of the Spirit. Nicodemus answered and said unto him, how can these things be? Jesus answered and said unto him, art thou a master of Israel and knowest not these things? Verily, verily, I say unto thee, we speak that we do know, and testify that we have seen, and ye receive not our witness. I'm going to tell you, you've seen and you've heard some things. And it's up to you whether you receive the witness of the Spirit or not. I want to just skip on down. I want you to listen to the last verses of this. He said, the Father loveth the Son and hath given all things into His hand. He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life. And he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him.
We're born. Few days and full of trouble. But we can be born of the Spirit and never see death. And have a life with Christ that abides forever. Or choose death and hell and an eternity of holiness. You come out there. There's a rich man today still screaming. There's a lot of people get started here about that rich man, I believe. As far as I know, that's the only account I've got from hell, from any one human being that ever walked this earth.
And that man screamed from hell.
Still, with one drop of water, and he didn't quit screaming again.
That man screamed from the pits of hell. That somebody would go back and tell his brothers.
Matthew talked about a funeral he went to and how they stood and bragged on that dead person. How they stood and they bragged about that life. How that they talked all about that one right there. I promise you, if that was lifting their eyes in hell right now, Matthew, there was a screaming from the pits of hell. Preach on Jesus. Tell them about Jesus. Don't tell them about me. My life took me to hell. Praise Jesus. That rich man cried out. There's somebody to tell his brothers not to come to that awful place. I promise you, these prayers and those screams are coming out of hell tonight for you not to go there. And if you've only been born a woman, you've got just a few days. Another will be full of trouble. And this might be your last after a few days. You may have a few minutes. You may have a few seconds. That one there, Matthew, got up, collapsed, and couldn't do no more. We don't know when to see him tomorrow, the hour. We do know he's coming quickly now. He said he's coming in the hour that we think not. Think you're going to die tonight? Think you're going to die in the next few seconds? Most people that died didn't think they would do it. That rich man lifted his eyes that quick in hell. The Bible said the rich man died and was buried in hell and he lifted his eyes. You know how quick you can leave these few days full of trouble? And lift your eyes in hell. A split second. You know how quick you can inherit eternal life. A split second. When we give up our old pride. And we give up our old foolish nature. And we want to be born again. We want to give up this old flesh. Let this mortality have immortality. Let this corruptible have incorruptible. There's been a million service. God's allowed the gospel to be preached in the lost souls. There's been a many a lost soul walked out and denied that opportunity. Are you going to deny it tonight? The Lord's long suffering. But I'm going to tell you, there comes a place where He cuts it off. There comes a place when the door shuts, never be opened again. They come to place on that ark. Noah didn't climb in and pull the door shut. The preacher don't shut the door on your salvation. The church member don't shut the door on your salvation. I promise you, God will shut the door. And He will shut the door with you inside or out. That's your choice. He leaves the door open. It's your decision to come in or to stay out. That's what God laid on my heart. And I ain't being mean. I love you.